11 injured in five-alarm Queens fire. Fire officials say 11 firefighters suffered minor injuries battling a five-alarm fire in Queens that damaged several homes. The blaze began at about 8 p.m. Monday in a two-story row house at 78-15 68th Avenue in Middle Village. It took about 200 firefighters and several hours to bring the rapidly moving fire under control. Fire officials say five other homes on the block were also damaged. FDNY spokesman Jim Long stated the cause of the fire has not been determined, but the fire did not appear to be suspicious. No other injuries were reported. The Red Cross was at the scene assisting residents displaced by the fire. Lowell home explodes, killing one. A man was killed when a powerful explosion leveled an Indiana home Monday night, sending debris flying up to 150 yards away, the local fire chief said. Fire officials learned of the explosion at 7:22 p.m., said Chief Clint Gorbal of the Lowell Fire Department. When Gorbal arrived at the scene in the 100 block of East 181st Avenue, one home laid completely in ruin, he said. Part of a home next door had caught fire. The body of a man in his 40s was found in the basement of the destroyed home, Gorbal said. The man has not yet been identified, according to a release from the Lake County, Indiana Coroner's Office. Firefighters searched the home next door for survivors until officials determined that both occupants of the home, a father and his adult son, had been elsewhere at the time of the explosion. A fire who suffered a minor injury at the scene was treated and released from a local hospital. About a dozen fire departments assisted Lowell authorities, Gorbal said. Officials are still working to determine the cause of the blast. Nothing has been ruled at this point, Gorbal said. Boston Airport apologizes for fire drills, complete with fire and smoke at Logan Airport. Officials at Boston Logan International Airport are apologizing for holding a fire drill complete with smoke and flames on the 12th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The two hijacked jets that were flown into the World Trade Center towers flew out of Logan Airport. The runway fire drill, announced on the airport's Facebook page, drew harsh condemnation on social media sites. The Massachusetts Port Authority, the agency that runs the airport, said in a statement that it apologized for conducting a fire training exercise and understands that it may have offended many of those touched by the events on September 11th. Several events were held at the airport to mark the anniversary. House damaged by fire in Muskegon, Michigan in early morning blaze. Muskegon fire officials remained at the scene of a large house fire reported early this morning, September 12th. Firefighters remained at the home in the area of Montgomery Avenue and Palmer Road in Muskegon around 9 a.m., according to Muskegon Fire Assistant Chief Ken Chuddy. The fire at the home in the 1400 block of Montgomery Avenue was reported around 5:30 a.m., this morning, Chuddy said. The home was unoccupied at the time of the blaze, he said. Muskegon Heights Fire Department is assisting at the scene. The cause was under investigation yet this morning, Chuddy said. Muskegon Heights Fire Chief Christopher Dean was assisting with the investigation, Chuddy said. SUV and garage catches fire in town of Nanico, New York. Crews are called out to an early morning garage fire. On Thursday morning, Glen Aubrey Fire Department was called out to 7 Preston Drive around 5:15 a.m. In the garage, an SUV caught fire and flames spread to the garage. Glen Aubrey called fire crews from the town of Chenango, Nanico, and town of Maine to assist. The garage is attached to a house, but crews were able to extinguish the flames within 25 minutes, saving most of the garage and the house. A man living in the home was in the garage during the fire trying to get the SUV out but was unsuccessful. He was able to escape safely with no injuries and the SUV was towed out. Broome County fire investigators are looking into the cause of this fire.